After saying these things, he looked about him, and he saw the pilot of his ship standing by the helm and gazing now at the full sails and now at the distance. And he said, "Patient, over patient is the captain of my ship. The wind blows, and restless are the sails. Even the rudder begs direction. Yet, quietly, my captain awaits my silence. And these my mariners, who have heard the choir of the greater sea, they too have heard me patiently. Now they shall wait no longer. I am ready. The stream has reached the sea, and once more the great mother holds her son against her breast. Fare you well, people of Orphalese. This day has ended. It is closing upon us, even as the water lily upon its own tomorrow. What was given us here, we shall keep. And if it suffices not, then again must we come together, and together stretch our hands unto the giver. Forget not that I shall come back to you." A little while, and my longing shall gather dust and foam for another body. A little while, a moment of rest upon the wind, and another woman shall bear me. Farewell to you, and the youth I have spent with you. It was but yesterday we met in a dream. You have sung to me in my aloneness, and I, of your longings, have built a tower in the sky. And now, our sleep has fled, and our dream is over, and it is no longer dawn. The noontide is upon us, and our half-waking has turned to fuller day, and we must part. If in the twilight of memory we should meet once more, we shall speak again together, and you shall sing to me a deeper song. And if our hands should meet in another dream, we shall build another tower in the sky. So saying, he made a signal to the seamen, and straightway they weighed anchor and cast the ship loose from its moorings, and they moved eastward. And a cry came from the people, as from a single heart, and it rose into the dusk, and was carried out over the sea like a great trumpeting. Only Almitra was silent, gazing after the ship until it had vanished into the mist. And when all the people were dispersed, she still stood alone upon the sea wall, remembering in her heart his saying, "A little while, a moment of rest upon the wind, and another woman shall bear me.